Okay, Chevra, yesterday we covered some of the discussion here in Siman Kuf Yud Beis, Sif Beis, in terms of the kulas of Paspalter, etc. There is one bit that we didn't touch on yesterday that's really worth focusing on. The Gemara tells us, again, we have a discussion as to whether Rabbi Yehuda Anasi permitted pass or not. The Gemara, the Talmud Bavli, assumes that pass was not mutter. But then there are two opinions in the Gemara. We read this through yesterday, but I just want to pick up on it again today because I don't think we did it justice yesterday. So the Gemara is 6 lines on the bottom of Lamed Hey on the base. I'm Reb Chobo. According to the version, according to the mistaken version that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was matir pas, and according to the version that he was matir pas palter, he was only matir pas palter of a guy in a situation that there is no Palter Yisrael, in the situation there's no Jewish baker. So Reb Chobo's position is that the kula of Pas Palter only applies where there is no Palter Yisrael. That's Reb Chobo. Reb Yochanan Omar, Afilu Leman De Omar Palter Ove Kochovim Hani Mili Besode Avo Be'ir Lo Mishum Chasnos. Reb Yochanan says a different distinction. He says that even if you hold that palter is permitted, that's only permitted besoda and not be'ir. Okay, so according to the opinion that palter is permitted, there are two versions. Reb Chobo's version is that we only permit goyish a baker's bread where there is no Jewish baker. Reb Yochanan's opinion is that we only permit goyish a baker's bread when it is besada, when you're in the field. Be'ir, we do not permit it at all, according to Reb Yochanan. We'll talk about the continuation of the Gemara maybe in 3 minutes, or 7 minutes, depending on how quickly this goes. Now, Yesh La'ayin, do Reb Yochanan and Reb Chobo agree? Again, Reb Chobo says that we only permit it where there's no Jewish baker. Reb Yochanan says we only permit it where it is besada. The Ritva writes that since the girsa in the Gemara is Omar Reb Yochanan and not Reb Yochanan Omar, so that means that Reb Yochanan is agreeing with Reb Chobo. That's what the Ritva says. If Reb Yochanan is agreeing with Reb Chobo, so then l'cha'ora that means that Reb Yochanan is saying that pas palter is going to be permitted when there is no Jewish baker. Semicolon. I agree with that, says Reb Yochanan, but I go a step further and I say pas palter is going to be permitted besada. Right? In other words, Reb Yochanan is agreeing, and he's saying that it's permitted be'ir, where there's no palter Yisrael, like Reb Chobo said, and it's permitted besoda. That is the Ritva. Now, the Ritva is based on the Girsa and the Gemara of Omar Rabbi Yochanan, as opposed to Rabbi Yochanan Omar. If it says Rabbi Yochanan Omar, so presumably they disagree. The footnotes on the Ritva comment that, my dear Ritva, we love you, but our Gemara has Rabbi Yochanan Omar, not Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Actually, I didn't check. Someone gave me a gift. There is a Ksav Yad of Avodah Zarah that the Jewish Theological Seminary put out probably 30 years ago. I have it in my office in Yeshiva. I just forgot to check it, whether it says Omar Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yochanan Omar. Okay. Grand. This issue, whether Reb Yochanan and Reb Chobo agree or disagree, is noted at length in the Ran on Daf Yud Daled, Bedapei Harif. And really, there are three different opinions. One opinion is that Reb Yochanan and Reb Chobo, or what Reb Yochanan is doing, is he is agreeing with Reb Chobo and he's being more restrictive than Reb Chobo. In other words, you, Reb Chobo, say that it's permitted when there's no palter Yisrael. I say that's not enough. It also has to be besada. Right? So that is different than the first approach. The first approach that we're saying is that Reb Yochanan and Reb Chobo agree, and either is true. They're both correct. The second approach is saying that Reb Yochanan and Reb Chobo agree, but they agree in that Reb Yochanan is saying, okay, Reb Chobo, I'll one-up you, I'll raise you. You say it's mutter when there's no palter Yisrael. I say that you also need besada. There's a third version of the Gemara, a third possibility, which is that Reb Yochanan is disagreeing with Reb Chobo. And Reb Yochanan is saying, you, Reb Chobo, you say that there's a kula where there's no palter Yisrael. I disagree with that. I hold that pas palter is going to be usser when there's no palter Yisrael. But I hold something different. I hold that besoda is going to be mutter. And that would mean that besoda, it's mutter even pas bal habayis. Right? If you want to take the machlokes approach to its extreme, so then what you're saying is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, besada, it's mutter. And what's mutter besada? Everything is mutter besada. Even pas bal habayis is mutter besada. That's already a wild idea. That we could be make on pas bal habayis besada, right? This is lahavdil. There are certain people who keep kosher during the year, but they don't keep kosher when they go on vacation. Right? You know these types of Jews? There are some. So that's the idea. Besada, it's mutter. What's mutter? Even pas bal habayis that you assume is mamish, chaz or treif, right? But it's going to be mutter, even pas bal habayis besada. That's the extreme version. Rabbi Shlomovitz, how are you? Yeah. Yeah, of course. Again, when I said that it's like a vacation scenario, I was sort of taking it tongue-in-cheek, but it's not that crazy a comparison, because besada means I'm not in the community. When I'm not in the community, says Reb Yochanan, I have a heter to eat pas bal habayis. Right? It doesn't have to be pas palter at all. Even pas bal habayis is going to be mutter besada. Now that's a wild idea, but we'll see, it's not completely ignored in classical poskim. Okay, now these versions that we have all can be found in the Rambam if you read the Rambam correctly, or there are different versions of the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam, Perek Yud Zayin of Ma'achalos Asuros, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam writes that even though Pas Goyim is Usser, there are certain places that they are Mekel, and they buy baker's bread. They buy Pas Palter, and they buy B'mokom She'ein Sham Nachtoim Yisrael U'Besada. The way we have the Rambam in our printed edition, it sounds like you can only be meko on pas palter when there is no Jewish baker, and you're in the sadeh, and you're in the field. You need both. That version, the way our printed Rambam appears, is actually the way the Ran on the back of the Rif has the Rambam. The Ran in the back of the Rif has the Rambam, the way our printed Rambam appears. However, the Beis Yosef had the... One second. The Ran... I'm sorry, did I say it backwards? The Ran says that we do not have... Yeah, I said it backwards. Right? The Ran says that we do not have the word besodeh at all. That's correct. The Beis Yosef disagrees. How is it? Right, the Beis Yosef disagrees, and the Beis Yosef says, no, you have to have the word besodeh also, nachon, but in Shulchan Aruch, it does not have the word besodeh. Okay, so let me say it like that. Yeah, correct. Thank you for correcting me. In other words, the way we have the Rambam, it has the word besodeh. That is against the Ran's version. That is the Beis Yosef's version of the Rambam. Meaning, in order to permit it, you need both. It has to be a Jewish baker, and it has to be besodeh. There's another version of the Rambam, which is the Ran's version, that does not have besodeh at all. That Ran's version of the Rambam, which again is not the Beis Yosef's version of the Rambam, the Beis Yosef has the word besodeh, but in Shulchan Aruch, me'eza siba shehi, it does not have the word besodeh. So the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch is going against the girsa that he had in the Kesef Mishnah and in the Beis Yosef. And that itself is problematic. The Aruch HaShulchan writes over here that he thinks Rabbi Yosef Karo changed his mind. Remember, the Kesef Mishnah and the Beis Yosef were written when he lived in Turkey, no? And the Shulchan Aruch was written when he went to Eretz Yisrael. Avira da Ara de Yisrael Machkim. You go to Eretz Yisrael, you start learning better. And therefore, he changed his mind. He changed his mind. Now that's already an interesting approach. I have a lot of theories about this. The notion that the Aruch HaShulchan says that the Beis Yosef changed his mind, and when he wrote Shulchan Aruch, he does not have the word besodeh, he has the other girsa, the girsa that he rejected earlier. Many assume this way. The Sma at the end of Choshen Mishpat assumes this way also, that when you have a contradiction between the Kesef Mishnah, the Beis Yosef, and what it says in Shulchan Aruch, you follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch because it changed his mind. However, if you read the introduction that Rabbi Yosef Karo wrote to Shulchan Aruch, right, sometimes it's important to read introductions to Svarim. If I read Rabbi Yosef Karo's introduction to the Shulchan Aruch, he writes that when I wrote Shulchan Aruch, it's not intended to be a halacha sefer. The halacha sefer is the Beis Yosef. Shulchan Aruch is written for people who don't have an opportunity to go through the entire sugya with the Beis Yosef and all the Rishonim. They just want a quick summary of the laws. So that's what Shulchan Aruch is for. And he says that the idea of Shulchan Aruch is that you're supposed to review all the halachos once every 30 days, and one of the earliest printings of the Shulchan Aruch was broken down to 30-day segments. Okay? But that would mean, by the way, that it's impossible to say that he changed his mind when he wrote Shulchan Aruch, because his real halacha sefer is what it says in Beis Yosef. How come he has this other gears on the Shulchan Aruch? Again, Shulchan Aruch is just giving us like a basic summary of the law, right? And when you have a basic summary of the law, you don't necessarily get into all the details. Okay. So let's just review. We have two versions so far, a Machlokas Ran and Beis Yosef. Do we assume that we permit paspalter only when you have both? It has to be that there's no Jewish baker and it's besodeh. Or do I not have the word besada? That's what the Ran says, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Bach has a wild read. He says that even if you have the word besada in your Rambam, it's really a mistake. Because besada should really mean vikasher. A bays can look like a chaf if you don't write very precisely. And a dalet can look like a resh, no? That's what Chazal say, the Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Echad is written with a big dalet. Notice that you shouldn't chas v'shalom think that by shtei reshuyos or the like. But dalet and resh look the same, and beis and chaf look the same. So the halacha really is not ubisadeh, it's really vikasher. And the hey just was added on afterwards. So that means that we're making on pass of the palter as long as there's no pass of a Yisrael, as long as there's no Jewish baker, so there are yesh mekomos who are making. That's what the Bach's Girsa would say. According to the Bach's Girsa, so obviously there's no contradiction between what it says in the Beis Yosef and what it says in Shulchan Aruch, because Vikasher ends up being the same as not having the word Bisadeh. But the Bach then writes that if you have the word Bisadeh, so then you could read it two ways. You could read it that we are only Mekel if I have both, that there is no Jewish baker and it is Bisadeh. Or you could read it that the U, the Vav, is like an O. Right? There are many times that you have a Vav that sounds like and it really means or. And that would mean, says the Bach, that the halacha is that we are mekel either if there is no Jewish baker, or we are mekel even on pas bal habayis if you are besadeh. This is the approach that Rabbi Shlomovitz questioned a few minutes ago, right? That would mean that we are not keeping kosher when we're on vacation. That's basically what emerges. Now, this approach that we are make... Yes, sir. Yeah, again, it's possible, but it's unlikely, because he tells us in his introduction that he paskins like the big Rishonim, who he considers Rambam Rif, right? And he wouldn't pass like a Rashba against the Rambam. In Se'if Ches, he mentioned... Right, but again, that's not the Lashon the way he writes it in the Shulchan Aruch, right? He doesn't write that smutter like it's besada. Again, I think it would be unlikely that the Beis Yosef would not be following a Rambam, just based on his approach to how halacha works. I'd have to look into your Archos Chaim and Ra'ah with more Yishuv Hadas. Like, that's the type of thing that's hard to do in the middle of Shir. I'd have to look into it with more Yishuv Hadas and get back to you. Now, this approach that we are mekel even on pas balabatim, if you are besada, is an approach that is found in the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah on daf tzadi beis on beis tzadi gimel, right? One of you asked, like, where it is. There, I have the standard edition of the Torah Habayis, which has the pages that I mentioned. Even in the newer editions, they have, like, you have to look on the side of the page, and they give you the old dafim. So it's not that hard to find. It just requires a little bit of Eon Dak. But the Re'ah paskins, that there's a heter besode, even if it's paschal balabatim. What that would mean is as follows, and the Ra'ah says this beferish. I could be in a town where there's a Jewish baker and a Goyish baker. I could buy bread from the Goyish baker. I am ignoring the Jewish baker. I am going to the Goyish baker and I'm buying bread. Now, I'm not supposed to eat that bread kol zman I'm in town. What I'm going to do is I'm going to walk out to the fields. And then I'll eat it. And that's fine, says the Ra'ah. May Iker Hadin, that's perfectly mutter. Because pas balabatim is mutter besada, even, right? Right, that's like a stage further, right? Pas palter is mutter besode, even if there is a palter Yisrael, and the Ra'ah would permit even pas balabayis besode, because the Ra'ah is mekel on pas balabayis, and he's mekel besode. You put it together, that's what would emerge from the Ra'ah. Now, this idea actually really comes up in our Gemara. The Gemara has like a very funny story, no? The Gemara, three lines in the bottom of Lamed Hey Amid Beis, Ibu Havamankis V'Ochel Pas Abay Matzri. Ibu is an Amora, or he's someone, I don't want to use her Amora, he was someone who lived in the period of Amoraim. He would bite off and eat bread when he's at the border, when he's right into the field. So Amalahu Rava Vitamer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Lo Tishtoi, and there are two girsos over here. Either Lo Tishto Mine De Ibu, or Lo Tishto Bahade De Ibu, De Achel Nama De Achel Lachma De Armoi. In other words, Ibu is taking some bread and he's eating it, and says the Gemara, one of two possibilities, one of two girsos. The girsa that we have in our printed text, Lo Tishta'u Bahadei De'ibu, means don't talk to him. That would mean that because Ibu is eating Goyish bread, you're not allowed to talk to him, he's in Cheirim. The halacha of Cheirim is, Cheirim really mean, is Gematria 248, no? If you're in Cheirim, we're basically telling you that you should drop dead. All of your 248 Evarim should no longer exist. Ibu is in Cheirim, you can't talk to him. That is the way the Rabbeinu Chananel has the girsa on the bottom of the Gemara. Lo tishto ba'hadei to Ibu, don't talk to Ibu, because Ibu is eating Goyish bread, you're violating an Isser, and therefore you're in Cheirim. Now the other Rishonim don't like this approach. They have more the girsa that the Maharsha has, the girsa that is changed. The Bach has this girsa in our Gemara as well. Lo tishto minei to ibu means don't say halachos in the name of ibu. Ibu was a big makel. Ibu is eating Goyish bread. When you have somebody who is really, really a makel in halacha, you can't say dinim in his name. The Me'iri writes that even though Ibu was not technically violating the halacha, he was not technically violating the halacha because maybe we hold that the halacha of Pas Akum didn't spread in its mutter, but still, right, and therefore, because it's not a real violation of halacha, therefore they don't put Ibu in Cheirim, but still, they do the bare minimum that they could do, and they say, don't say halachos in the name of Ibu. That's what the Gemara says. Now, the Ra'ah actually is really interesting. Because the Ra'ah says that what Ibu did is perfectly fine in halacha. He takes Goyish bread, he goes out to the Sada, he eats it. That's Heter Gamor. If you have that Girsa, that Bisada, all is mutter, so it's perfectly fine. Right? This is what we said. Keeping halacha, but not when you're on vacation. It's perfectly fine according to the Ra'ah. How come you shouldn't say halachas in the name of Ibu? So the Ra'ah writes, because what Ibu did is mechu'ar hadavar. It's like bad. It's like disgusting. Meaning, it's, right? Certain, we hold rabbis to higher standards than other people. So for everyone else, it's kosher. But Ibu, you want to be a rabbi. You want to be someone who says halachas that we're going to repeat in the Beis Medrash. No siree. You can't do that. You can't say halachos that were repeated in the Beis Medrash, because you, Ibu, you are too much of a mekel. Now, the Rashba does not like this approach of the Ra'ah at all. Right? By the way, anyone who says that rabbis always get along and they hug each other and they sing Kumbaya all day, all you got to do is read the Torah Habayis of the Rashba and the Ra'ah, and it's a slugfest. They're like hitting each other all the time, no? They don't call each other by name. They have lines like that. Like, wow. And they're really fighting. So the Ra'ah is Mekel and Pas Balabatim. And the Ra'ah is Mekel that you could buy Pas Palter Sho'akum, even if there's a Palter Yisrael around, and take it out of town. So the Rashba in the Mishmeres Habayis asks on the Ra'ah, why is this permitted? You have Pascho Yisrael, which is Mitsuya Lefonov. You could have taken Jewish bread. Why is it permitted? The question that he's asking is that the Gemara in Harios and Elsa in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says the definition of a mummer is someone who is Shavik Hetera V'Achal Isura. No? You could buy Pas Palter Shal Yisrael. You decide to buy Pas Palter Shal Akum. You are Shavik Hetera V'Aved Isura. So therefore, you're a really bad guy. Therefore, you are a really, really, that's really bad. That's what the Rashba's kash on the Ra'ah is. It would seem, though, that the Ra'ah l'shitaso doesn't have a problem, because this issue connects to another large issue, which is the topic of Se'if Gimel and Se'if Zayin. When I talk about Pas Palter versus Pas Balabayis, do I mean that it depends on the Shas Ha'asiya, the moment that the bread was baked? Or do I say it doesn't depend on the moment that the bread is baked? It depends on the moment that the bread is eaten. Do I go basar me'ikara? Or do I go basar hashta? The Ra'ah is of the opinion, and we'll talk about this more in a few minutes, the Ra'ah is of the opinion that I go basar hashta. So if a goy baked the bread, and it's pas balabayis, but then he sells it, so then it's going to be mutter, basar hashta. Or, if you have a baker who baked bread, and then he gives it to a Jew in his home, so you go basar hashta. According to the Ra'ah, again, we'll talk about the details in the Ra'ah in a minute, but according to the Ra'ah, you follow Basar Hashta. If that's the case, so I think the Rashba has no question on the Ra'ah. Again, the Rashba asks, my dear Ra'ah, what heter do you have over here? You're in a town where there is Jewish bread. You're buying Goyish bread. Then you're walking out of the city to eat it. Right? You're Shavik Hetera V'Ochel Isura. That's the Rashba's Kasha. The Ra'ah says, no, that's not a problem. Because the fact that the moment when I purchased the bread, I could have gotten something else, it doesn't matter. Right? What matters is basar hashta, at the zman of eating the bread. And if I follow the zman of eating the bread, so therefore it's going to be permitted. That's the shita of the Ra'ah. Again, I am adding some of my own editorial comment, but let's now get into that sugya very briefly. Okay, again, this question, the first question about what the proper girsa is and whether you can be mekel on pas palter only where there is no palter Yisrael, or only if you're besada or you need both, that issue, that we mentioned, the Gra summarizes it in Os Vav. He summarizes that issue. And then we noted that according to the Ra'ah, we have the biggest possible Kula. The Kula of even Pas Balabayis is Mutter Besada. Right? And the Ra'ah also permits, if you have Pas Palter Akum, and you take it to Sada, even though you got it, but welcome that there's a Pas Palter Yisrael, in both cases it's permitted. The Ra'ah just says that such a person, it's a pasnish to say halacha from him. It's Mechuer Hadavar. That's what the Ra'ah said. The Rashba has a kasha on it, but we wanted to say that maybe the Ra'ah says we go Basar Hashta. Yeah, Yoni? Sif cutting Yud Beis or yeah. This the Shach says once I bought the bread, it's for sure mutter, right? But the Ra'ah would disagree. Remember, I'm not saying I agree with the Ra'ah la halacha. The Shach certainly doesn't agree with the Ra'ah la halacha. But according to the Ra'ah, Tzarek Iyan. I think the Ra'ah actually says this. Look at the Ra'ah on Sadi Beis Hamid Beis. Right? I think the Ra'ah says this. I think that's exactly what the Rashba was asking on the Ra'ah. The Archos Chaim b'shem the Ra'ah, I don't know. It seems very different than the printed Ra'ah that I have in front of me. I don't know the answer to that question, but Now, let's go on. Do I go Basar Meikar or Basar Hashta? So Shulchan Aruch in Seif Gimel says, Yesh Misha Omer, She'im Palter Hizmin Yisrael Harei Pito Kepas Balabayis. Let's say you have a baker, right? We call him Arnold. And Arnold goes and he invites a Jew over to his house. So Yesh Misha Omer, that the bread is going to be like Pas Balabayis, it's going to be Osir. That is the sheet of the Ra'ah that I follow Basar Hashta. Comes along the Shach, and the Shach jumps up and down, and he spits wood and nickels, and he says, okay, in Seif Gimel, you say you follow Basar Hashta, like the Ra'ah, but Seif Zayin disagrees. Seif Zayin says, if I have Pas Balabayis, it's always Usser, even if a Palter buys it. And even if you send it to a regular Jew's home, it's Usser. It's Usser. Pas Balabayis is Usser. But Pas Palter is Mutter La'olam, even if a Balabayis buys it. Because Lo Hochu Be'isr Zah Achar Misha Pas Biyado Achshav, Ela Achar Misha Haya Lo Mishas Hafiyah. Right, so Se'if Zayin is the Rashba. Se'if Zayin says that you go Basar Me'ikara. So the bread is baked by a baker. It's Heter Gomor. Even though it is now purchased by a Goyish Balabayis. What I do is I follow the Zman that the bread is baked. That is this Pshat. I follow the Zman that the bread is baked. That's the Rashba, not the Ra'ah. Now, there's a contradiction in Shulchan Aruch between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. The Shach and Os Yud Beis, the Shach and Os Yud Beis raises this issue. And the Shach says, I got a contradiction. So what am I going to do? So the Shach writes, his first opinion is that the Mechaber and Seif Gimel only quoted as Yesh Misha Omer. Seif Gimel means some people say that we follow Basar Hashta. And if the bread right now is by a balabayas, it's usser, even though it was baked by a baker. That's some people say. That's the ra'ah. But that's not accepted lahalacha. That's not accepted in Se'if Zion. Rabbi or Professor Isidore Twersky has a famous article about the writing of the Shulchan Aruch, where he says something along the lines of what we said a few minutes ago. Shulchan Aruch is not a sefer psak. Shulchan Aruch is a sefer limud. There are two different types of books, no? I could pull out the baseball rule book, and it tells me exactly what to do. Right? I know what to do. That's one type of halacha sefer. But there's another type of halacha sefer where the goal is to learn the dinim. If the goal is to learn the dinim, I'm going to quote opinions that I don't necessarily accept. And says the Shach, that's exactly what's going on here. Say, if Gimel quotes a Re'ah, it's a Yesh Misha Omer. Some people say it, but la halacha, that's not accepted. La halacha, I follow the Rashba. The Rashba says that you go Basar Me'ikara. Se'if Zion is correct la halacha, na se'if Gimel. Se'if Zion doesn't quote it as a Das Yachid, it doesn't say Yesh Misha Omer. Se'if Zion just says la halacha, we follow Zion, not Gimel. Then the Shach writes a second opinion. The second opinion of the Shach is that even if you follow the opinion of the Rashba, that bread that is baked by a palter is going to be permitted. But the bread that's baked by a palter is permitted if he sells it to a Baal HaBayis, and then that Baal HaBayis sells it to a Jew. But if the palter invites someone to his home, says the Shach in the second opinion, that is much worse. If I invite you over, that shows that I care about you. I want you to join me. If you're really worried about chasnus, you're really worried about creating a relationship and kirav hadas and stuff like that, so then when I invite you over, it's much, much worse. That's what the Shach says in Opinion 2. Now, Opinion 2 is not what the Rashba himself says. Opinion 2 in the Shach is the way the Shach understands the Shulchan Aruch, not based on what the Rashba himself says. The Rashba himself would be a purist. He would say, pas palter is mutter no matter what. The Rashba doesn't make this distinction that if you invite him over, it's going to be awesome. Yeah, there's one line in the Mishmeres Habayis where he might say this, but it doesn't seem like this is the opinion that really sticks in the Rashba. The Shulchan Aruch himself came up with a new idea, with an einfal. And the einfal is, you know what? If you invite the guy over, there's more kirav hadas, that's more likely to be usser, that's more of a problem. That's opinion two in the Shach. There is a third opinion, which is very similar to opinion two in the Shach, but it's a tad different. And that's the opinion of the Nekudas HaKesef, no? The Nekudas HaKesef. And the Rebbe Reb Yonis and Abshitz and the Matah Yehonasan also has this. Basically, the idea is, if I'm a baker and I bake bread, so I am, right, Tzvei Dinim, right? This is a very brisker idea. If I'm a baker, I am a professional, I have a commercial enterprise, but I'm also an individual. Now, sometimes I, as a baker, am going to bake bread for my family. Sometimes I, as a baker, am going to bake bread for commercial purposes. Says the Nekudas HaKesef, if you bake the bread for your family, it's usser, that's pas balabayis. If you bake the bread to sell it, that's pas palter, that's going to be permitted. If I don't know what it is, so then I'll say like this. If the baker invites me over to give me some food that he made, oh boy, that is igloi milsil mafreya, that is megala, that shows that it is much worse. that shows that it's really pas balabayis. Again, every baker is tzvei dinim, right? He's two gavras. This is, right, split personality. He's both an individual and he's a baker. When I invite you in, that shows that the bread I'm giving you is pas balabayis. That's why it's usur. This is a teeny bit different than the shach, no? The shach in version 2, at least, the way it's understood by the Chokas bin Yamin. The shach in version 2, in the second shach, the shach, is saying that when the baker invites the Jew in, it's baker's bread, baker's bread, baker's bread, but there's more kirev adas, therefore it's usur. Comes along the Nekudas HaKesef. Nekudas HaKesef says, no, when the baker invites you in, it's not baker's bread, it's balabayis bread. Because every baker is also a balabayis. So when he invites you in, that's a megala, the bread that I'm giving you is balabayis bread. If you look in the Chokas bin Yamin on page 17, he gives a nafgamina between these two understandings. Let's say a palter, a baker, sells the bread to somebody else. And that somebody else invites the Jew to join him. According to the Shach's reasoning, that whenever you invite somebody in, it's worse. So it's going to be usur. Because that is kirev das. But according to the Nekudas HaKesef's reasoning, that the bread that is baked is palter bread, it's baker's bread. How do you know it's baker's bread? You sold it to somebody. So it's, right? It's going to be mutter, even though that somebody invited the Jew in. So according to the Nekudas HaKesef, that case is mutter. According to the Shach, that case is usur. That is the, I think that's a creative take, but there is a machlokes between the Nekudas HaKesef and the Shach. Okay, yes sir. But who's talking? Yeah, hi Yoni. Just 1 second.
What time's your share supposed to end?
12:45. Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's a din that comes up in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, like in Kuf Nun Aleph or something, that you can't go to a Goyish party, even if you're eating your own kosher food, yeah, etc. Yeah, that's... Again, so slowly, you're conflating the issue of Shechar Akum on Daf Lamed Aleph with the issue of Pas Akum. These two Isurim might not be connected. On the one hand, there might be more Kirav Hadas with Pas, because, like we spoke about, Ahalechem Yechia HaAdam. On the other hand, precisely because Ahalechem Yechia HaAdam, there might be more Kulas by Pas. There are separate dinim. You're right. Hasvara no senes, that if I'm worried about kirov, everything should be the same. But Chazal look at bread, both mor lahachmer and mor lahakel. Bread is different than the other isurim. That's sort of what we hinted at in the first shiur, that Shechar Akum is for sure an iser gavra. Bishul Akum is for sure an iser chefza. Pas Akum, we're going to talk about right now. Is there an Isser Gavra and Isser Chefza? That's the point I want to get to. Now, ladies and gentlemen, or gentlemen. So, the Rashba says that I follow Basar Me'ikara, that I define the bread as being baker's bread based on the moment that the bread was baked. If it's baked by a baker, it is mutter, even though it goes to a balabayas after. That's the pure Rashba. Pure Rashba. The Rashba's raya to this idea is from a Gemara on Samachei Amid Beis. The Gemara in Samech Hayom Beis tells me that there was a certain storage house of wheat and some yayin nesach falls on it. So the Gemara says that Rava said you're allowed to sell that wheat to a goy. Even though there's yayin nesach on it, you're allowed to sell it to a goy. So the Gemara says, 1 second, if something is usser and the isser is not noticeable, you're not allowed to sell it to a goy, because you have to be worried that the goy is going to go and sell it to a Jew afterwards. Beged she'avad bo kilayim. Let's say I have a shatnez garment, and it's avad bo kilayim, it's not noticeable. If the label says mixture of wool and linen, you're allowed to sell it to a goy. But if it's not noticeable, you know that there's a teeny bit of linen in the collar, you're not allowed to sell it even to a goy, because you're worried that a Jew might buy it from the goy. So the Gemara asks, if I can't sell stuff to a goy because a Jew might buy it, how come Rava said when the yayin nesach fell on the wheat, how come I'm allowed to sell it to a goy? So the Gemara answers, well, you're only allowed to sell it to a goy in a case that you bake the bread and there's no Jew around. Right? Basically, what the Gemara says, Hada shari la mitchanei, la mifninhu, lizvenunhi, la oivei koichovim, shalo bifnei Yisrael. You're going to bake bread, you'll sell it to a goy. No Jew is around. So that means any Jew who sees this bread will assume it's pas akum. Right? The Jew won't know that the bread was baked by a yid. He's just going to see the bread by a goy. So therefore, it's going to be mutter. That implies that if it was baked by a Jew, or let's say if it was baked by a Jew, if you would know it's baked by a Jew, so you would treat it based on the way it was baked at that moment. The only heter in the Gemara is because no one knew it was baked by a Jew. If anyone would know it's baked by a Jew, so then it's going to be usser to sell it to a goy. Says the Rash, but you see from this Gemara that we follow the zman that the bread is made. Remember, the Rashba holds basar me'ikara. His proof that I follow the moment that the bread was baked is from this Gemara in Avodah Zarah Samechei. Because the Gemara says that the only heter to sell the bread to a goy is when no one knows the bread was baked by a Jew. If anyone knows the bread was baked by a Jew, so it's going to be usher to sell it to a goy, because then it's Jewish bread. And it's Jewish bread that's treif. And then you can't sell it to a goy. Right? Now, 1 second. If I have Jewish bread that's sold to a goy, shouldn't that become pas akum now? Pas balabayis? Answer is no! I follow the zman that the bread is made. That's the Rashba's proof. That's a pretty good proof. It takes tremendous bekiyus to get to this proof, but that's what the Rashba says. Comes along the Ra'ah. And the Ra'ah, this is on the top of page 93, top of Tzadi Gimel, the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says, no, you're making a mistake. That Gemara is talking about bread that is pas Yisrael Mamish. Bread that was baked by a Yid. If bread is baked by a Yid, it's going to be heter gomor no matter what happens to it. Bread baked by a Yid, you could sell it to a priest. You could sell it to the Pope himself. The bread is going to be mutter. Baked by a Yid. Heter gomor. Pas palter, says the Ra'ah. Baker's bread is a different category. Baker's bread, what that means is, it's bread that is baked by a goyish baker. That bread is not kosher, it's not treif. It's kosher when there's no Jewish baker around. It's treif when there is a Jewish baker around. It could shift from kosher to treif. Let's say you buy the bread and there's no, or let's say at first there's no Jewish baker around in town, and then later on there is a Jewish baker. So if you would have asked me this shaila half an hour ago, I would have said, it's kosher. There was no Jewish baker in town. Now, right, this is the Sifkat in Yud Gimel that you're referring to, Yoni. Now, a Jewish baker comes to town, now it becomes Aser. Right, the same Chefza can change between Aser and Mutter. Pas Palter, says the Re'ah, is different than Pas Yisrael. Bread, if it's mamish kosher, mit alahi durim, and it has the badats on it, nothing to talk about it. It can't become treif ever. But that is not true by baker's bread. Baker's bread could never have the hashgacha of the badats e de charedis. Because baker's bread is mutter if there's no Jewish baker, right? It's usher if there is a Jewish baker. It could go back and forth and back and forth. Therefore says the Re'ah in the Bede Kabayis, you cannot connect the two. This is the Mahalach of the Re'ah. So again, what we have over here to some extent, I would say, is a Chiddush in the Re'ah, which I would argue maybe the Rashba doesn't agree with. The Re'ah holds that Pas Yisrael Mamesh can never become treif. Pas Yisrael Mamesh, nothing to talk about. And that's not the same as Pas Palter at all, according to the Re'ah. I don't know if the Rashba makes such a distinction. You know, in the Chilkas Binyamin, on that source that we gave on page 17, the Chelkas Binyamin raises a question. According to answer 2 of the Shach, the answer that when the Goy invites the Jew, it's worse. Right? Because that shows that there's Kiruv Hadas. So the Chelkas Binyamin asks a question. Let's say you have a Goy who went and he bought mamish, badatze, the charedis, kosher food, and he invites a Jew to come over and join him. Should it be usher to eat there? Because there's going to be Kiruv Hadas. If you're worried about Kiruv Hadas, that if the Goy bakes bread, according to the Rashba, it should be Heter Gomor if the Goy bakes the bread, even if he invites the Jew in. So then, even if I have kosher food, kosher lamahadrin, no matter what, it should be a problem if the guy invites the Jew in, because it's Kiruv Hadas. That's what the Chelkas Binyamin asks. And the Chelkas Binyamin works hard on this question. And you know why he works hard on this question? Because according to the Rashba, it could be that it's really going to be usher in that case. Because maybe there's no distinction for the Rashba between Pas Yisrael Mamish and Pas Palter with a Heter. The only reason why we are makel on that case, says the Chelkas Binyamin, on the case when the guy invites the Jew in to eat food that's kosher lemahadrin, how come it's mutter? He says, oh, behis tamechan the Re'ah, that when something was mamish kosher, it can never become usher. Right? That's what the Chelkas Binyamin says. Again, I think he's 100% right in that the Rashba would not be makel on that case. This discussion, by the way, that we're having now is really on the Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Daled. Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Daled says that if there's no Jewish baker, and then a Jewish baker comes, so it's going to be usher. La halacha, it's only going to be usher once a Jewish baker comes to purchase the bread after the Jewish baker comes. If you already purchased the bread, it can't become treif. That's the shach that you were referring to earlier. That's like a girsa issue, lakach, likach, whatever it is. It's hard for me to get that excited about it. The shach notes that se'if daled, that says that the bread was treif. Excuse me, that the bread was kosher, but then when the Jewish baker shows up in town, it becomes a problem, says the Shachanos Yudala, that's a problem only according to the Mechaber, who's Machmer and Pas Palter. The Ramah, who's Mekol and Pas Palter, would say it's okay. Now, that's true, of course, But the Shach himself told us in Se'if Katan Tes that everyone should be machmir on Pas Palter. Everyone should be machmir on Pas Palter Shel Nachri, etc. Let me just continue or finish up for the next 4 minutes with one of my favorite questions. So in my previous life, I was a shul rabbi. And in the shul at Shalosh Shuras, they would put out a spread, like in every shul, where you have tuna fish and egg salad. But they would also have the Stella Doro Strimal cookies. You know the Stella Doro Strimal cookies? It's like the best thing on the planet. So is it mutter to eat the Strimal cookie on Shabbos? But we noted that the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Mem Beis If Katan Vav says on Shabbos you should only have Pas Yisrael. So Stella Doro cookies are not Pas Yisrael. Is there a heter? Is a heter to eat those cookies? So there's a few svaras lahakel. One svar lahakel is it could be that the only Isser and Reish Mem Beis that the Mishnah Berurah refers to is the challah that I make for Kavod Shabbos. But it could be it doesn't apply to the crackers and the other stuff on the side. It could be there's another kula. Rabbi Ganak has an article that Rav Moshe Feinstein was make, or Rabbi Ganak quotes, that if you have what's called a super palter is as follows. An ordinary palter, Rabbi Simon references this in his article on page 294, 295. A regular baker is somebody who you know. Right? Ignatz is the baker in Schnippeshock. That's who it is. You know, Ignatz is the baker. So there's potentially some Kiruv Hadas. But in our world, where I have a baker who's tucked away in some factory in the Midwest, who I'm never going to see, who I'm never going to know. So Rabbi Ganak quotes that Rav Moshe Feinstein told the OU that that super palter is definitely okay. So that's another kula on the Stella Doro cookies. But there's a third kula on the Stella Doro cookies. The third kula is that the Rashba writes that we are mako on Pas Palter if there is Pas Yisrael, but the Pas Yisrael is not as geshmak as the Pas Palter. Right? That's the if hey in Shulchan Aruch. If there is Jewish bread around in town, you ordinarily you can't have the Goyisha bread. But if the Jewish bread is not as good as the Goyisha bread, then it's mutter. Because that becomes like it is dachuklo. That becomes like it's difficult for you to get the Jewish bread. Difficult in the sense of it's not as geschmack. I would argue, gentlemen, that since there is nothing as tasty as Stella Doro Strimal cookies, the stuff are unbelievable. So therefore, just like Se'if Hei is Mekol on the case when the Pas Yisrael is not as geshmak, right? The free Hafer's cookies, I think, are Pas Yisrael. There's like an approximation of the Stella Doro cookies. Mamish lo karav ze el ze. But like, if it's the most geshmak a thing, then it's going to be mutter. That, I think, is the pshat in the third kula that I have on the Stella Doro cookies. Right? I have the kula of super palter. I have the kula that maybe the din is only true on the challah itself on Shabbos, which itself is somewhat debatable. And now I have this third kula that I want to present. The third kula is that the Stella Doro cookies are more geschmack than anything else, and therefore it is permitted. Again, there's a little bit of a halachic history over here. The Rashba says that's permitted. So the tour asks on the Rashba, says, how can it be permitted? The Yerushalmi only permits Goyisha bread, only permits Pas Palter, if it's like a potential chash of Pekuach Nefesh. You've been fasting for 3 days. Something like that. How can you permit it just because the Jewish bread is not as geshmak? So the Beis Yosef, so that's the Torah's kash on the Rashba. Beis Yosef says, how can you ask such a kash on the Rashba from Yerushalmi? You think the Rashba didn't know the Yerushalmi? Ko Roswell, honestly, the Rashba knew everything. Of course he knew the Yerushalmi, and the Rashba himself quotes Yerushalmi. Elamai, the Rashba is saying this idea that if the bread, if the Jewish bread is not as good as the Goyish bread, so it's Ke'ilu, there is no Jewish bread at all, and in that situation, there is room to be Mekel. Okay, gentlemen, questions, comments, observations, anyone? Yes, Rabbi Shlomovitz. Is that the proper pronunciation, by the way?
Say what?
Is the proper pronunciation Rabbi Shlomovitz? Is that the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. So I'm just wondering, I was thinking about this as a joke initially, but, you know, with Stella Dora or something like that, really their customer base is Manenu, is really, like, exclusively Jewish, right? Is there a nafka mina lehalacha when you have a company that's making something for essentially an exclusive Jewish customer base where, you know, they're not really pushing their way of thinking,
right.
They're not trying to form a relationship with the Jew in order to influence them, but really they're providing a service for
right.
Israel.
So that's, I think, a similar idea to what Rabbi Ganek says, that like the large companies are not a concern. You're saying it differently. You're saying that the large company is primarily serving Jews. I would argue that because they primarily serve Jews, that should make it worse. That should mean that there's more of a concern of Kiruv. There's more of a chash that they're going to try to lead us astray, precisely because they know they have so much Jewish business, right? So, again, I'm just thinking...
See often where, you know, you have caterers and different companies where, you know, they're run by a non-Jew, but they're exclusively doing kosher catering or something
right.
of that nature.
So, again, one could argue that from a Kiruv perspective, the fact that they have more interactions with Jews makes it worse, precisely. It's something to think about, that's what I would say. Okay.
Right.
Any other questions or comments? Maxwell? Shkoyach, thank you for coming to the share. Okay, Chav, have a good day.